Blackstone presents Betrayal by the Book by Michael D. Beale. This book is read by Taylor Meskimen. For Laura Lee, with all my love, with apologies for the Oxford comma, thank you for 30 years of infinite patience, inestimable support, and unreserved love. Oh, and one more thing. I'm listening, really. Prologue. Anne E. Keyhart stands in the front hall of the captain's cottage, her mouth still hanging open from the blood-chilling scream that brought me sprinting the 78 yards back to her door. Not to brag, but if the 78-yard dash was a thing, I would have totally broken the world record. It's even more impressive when you add these details. It is after 10 o'clock at night, the path is poorly lit, and I'm weighed down by the 5 pounds of plaster cast that's holding my broken right arm in place. "What happened? Are you okay?" I say between breaths, while I push the door wide open and barge inside. Captain Edward Cheever's dark, intense eyes stare down disapprovingly at Keyhart from his portrait on the wall. "Dead," she says, in a voice that lacks any emotion. "She's dead." "You know, I'd better stop here, because I'm getting ahead of myself. If you understand soccer, what I need to do is back pass to the goalie and reset. So let's back up a few hours so I can explain exactly why I was 78 yards away from the captain's cottage, on the dark path between it and the Islander Hotel, at the very moment that my favorite author discovered a dead body on her living room floor. Chapter 1. There is nothing unusual about the way the day starts. Pip, my 10-year-old sister, is the first one awake, galumphing down the stairs and out to the barn to feed and say good morning to Tinker, her horse. Our stepfather, Thomas, is next, making coffee and ransacking the refrigerator for eggs and milk when I make my appearance. "Good morning, Lark. Perfect timing. Can you make up pancake batter with one arm? Good. Great. Bacon or sausage?" "Bacon," I say, pouring the mix into a bowl and reading the directions. 15 minutes later, as I'm flipping the last batch of pancakes, his three boys, my stepbrothers, Blake, Nate, and Jack,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"